I'm talking to Brendan McShane, the trainer of Keep the Cash, who'll be going around in the first race at the Tote Racing Centre in Launceston Wednesday night. Well, Brendan, first of all, Keep the Cash, how has he been in good order since his debut win on Hobart Cup Day?
Yes, Peter, we popped him in the paddock for a couple of weeks after the win. It was never our intention to press him into the heart of the odd races. We've got a nice young horse and we're just taking our time with him. But, he's come through his little couple of weeks down the loose and really well and been almost fit again to have another go.
All right, well, he's by Keep the Faith out of the Dash for Cashmere Cash Stash. How did you come by this two-year-old?
Cash Stash was bought by Jeremy McShane at the Breeze Ups in Victoria some years ago. We brought her down to Tasmania's race. Dad trained her and we won her first start in the race in BD or by a nose, which was later on quite a claim to fame at the time. He was a very good two-year-old in Tasmania. And Cash Stash was a very good two-year-old herself. Anyway, she went through the motions of running well as a two-year-old, and we brought her back at three. She won her first start, and then she did a suspensory. So Cash Dash went to stud. At the same time, Keep the Faith started his stud career at the Swettenham Stud, and Cash Dash went to that stallion.
Okay. Now, he was quite impressive on Hobart Cup Day. He delivered pretty much all of the things that you expected that day.
Yes. He gave us more than we expected. The horse hadn't had a barrier trial. He had never been let off the bit in any of his gallops. So, to us, he was pretty well much an unknown going into the race. Only a couple of days before the race, the horse banged his leg on a fence, and I've all but scratched the horse from the race at least six or seven times on race day morning. I just couldn't bring myself to make a decision, and the horse wasn't lame, but there was just a bit of heat there, and I said, oh gosh, I don't know. And anyway, I put him in the cold water machine, and I made a decision there and then. I said, if he comes out and it's not right, we won't run. But anyway, he came out, he walked nicely. So we took him to the races for a barrier trial.
And in the meantime, we picked up some nice cash.
Yes, it was a great result for a horse that, quite frankly, was having a barrier trial. We decided just to run him round and hopefully that he'd learn something from his test, and saluting the judge was an extra.
All right, what have you done with him in the week leading up to this race?
He'd had a good strong gallop last Thursday with GJH over 800 metres and more than held his own.
Okay. So are you quietly confident, obviously travelling for the first time up to Launceston, onto the Strat there, night time, although it probably won't be dark when he's racing at 6 p.m.
No. No, look, he's turned into what would be a professional young horse since the race. He's really stepped up. I'm quite comfortable in saying we're taking a much better horse to the race than we did Hobart Cup Day. With his knowledge, it was a barrier trial for him, and he's come through his barrier trial with a win, learned a great deal from the race, and I'm pretty sure that we're taking a better horse to the races.
Okay, Casey Bruce aboard. She doesn't ride a lot for you?
Yep. She's been given the ride. Casey is riding track work at Dad's Satellite Stable in Aquanita in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. For us, and you can't just keep saying thank you to people. Sometimes thank you turns into a payday for them. And she's chosen just through the weight of her efforts, and she's riding winners, so you really, we're quite happy to have her on board.
Okay, all right, lovely stuff. Well, all the best with Keep the Cash. I know that you do hope that he does develop into a smart youngster. If he does win this tomorrow night, and would you more than likely go on to one or a couple of the upcoming feature two-year-old races?
this is another trial for the horse to see which of those three decent two-year-old races we have in Tasmania he should run in. My mind is the 1,200-metre race, possibly going on to the 1,400.
Okay.
Simply because the horse is not the fastest horse we've ever had, but he's got a lovely length of stride. And if you keep in mind the other really good Keep the Faith horse, Socks, that raced in Tasmania,
yeah,
he's got a similar action and a similar style. I'm not by any means comparing him to be as good as Socks, but very, very similar attributes.
All right, Brennan, well, all the best on Wednesday night. I look forward to seeing you. Will he be the pick of the yard as usual?
He's a very nice-looking horse, yes.
All right, mate, all the best.
Thank you, Pete.